From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. The White House this evening declassified and released portions of a controversial intelligence briefing that President Bush received before the September 11th attacks. That briefing, in August of 2001, warned that al-Qaeda was determined to strike within the United States. And that briefing figured large in this week's testimony by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice before the 9/11 Commission. NPR's Pam Fessler is following this story and joins me on the line now. Pam, how specific were the warnings about al-Qaeda the president received that August?
Well, most of the, Cheryl, the brief is a page and a half long, and most of it is devoted to what Condoleezza Rice earlier this week called historic information, talking about threats from Osama bin Laden in late 1997, 98, 99. However, there is a additional information at the end, which is quite unnerving, actually, and it includes information that says the FBI, since the late 1990s, has information that indicates patterns of suspicious activity in this country consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attacks, including recent surveillance of federal buildings in New York. It also goes on to say that the CIA and the FBI are investigating a call to the U.S. Embassy in the United Arab Emirate in May, saying that a group of bin Laden supporters was in the U.S. planning attacks with explosives.
Pam, I understand that you've been briefed by a White House official. Did he elaborate on the declassified document at all?
Yes, they give some additional information, especially about those two incidents. One is the surveillance of federal buildings in New York. They said that this was based on information in the spring of 2001 that two Yemeni men were seen in, taking photographs of the Federal Plaza area in New York City, and that they were being, at the time the president received this briefing, they were being investigated. He said that later on it was realized that their activity was related to tourist activity, and they were dismissed as any threats. This May 15th call to the U.S. Embassy in the United Arab Emirate, they said May 17th, the counterterrorism group in the White House convened officials of the State Department, the Department of Defense, Department of Justice, FBI, and CIA to further investigate this. Now, at the time that the president was briefed, they had not been able to identify whether or not that was a serious threat, but they said they have since dismissed it as being related to the 9/11 attacks. However, as you can see, as it was you know, fairly specific information that the president was receiving, that there was some threat inside the United States.
NPR's Pam Fessler. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.